sick in body I try to heal, the sick in soul I try to comfort. For to everyone, rich or poor, young or old, a doctor's hand is a helping hand.
Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes, presents the real experiences of Joyce Jordan, M.D.
What greater sacrifice could there be than to serve a prison term for a crime of which you are not guilty? That was Fran Hamilton's sacrifice for love of her frail sister.
Joyce Jordan will be back in a few moments to tell you more about Beth and Fran Hamilton. But first...
What's new on your beat, Mike?
Well, Pat, the warm weather's certainly bringing out the soapbox artists. See that woman over there?
Sure, and she's got quite a crowd. You expecting a riot?
No, they'll break up soon and go stampeding into the store like they did yesterday.
How's that, Mike?
Well, this lady's after telling them about that new drift for dishes. That sends them running into the store. Then out they come, loaded with boxes as green as the Emerald Isle.
And you, lady, better be after getting yourself a bright green box of this new Dreft. Did you know that Dreft, already America's most popular dishwashing brand, is now better than ever, improved still more? Well, just listen to this. Dreft has always done dishes faster, easier, and better than any soap on the market. And now this new improved Dreft makes more suds than any other product known. That's a fact. Ounce for ounce in the hardest water. And those new Dreft suds wash dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. Never leave a dulling, streaky film. Dishes shine even without wiping. And wait till you see those suds tackle greasy pots and pans. Wash them free from grease without any scouring. And, happy thought, your dishwater stays clean feeling until the last dish is done. This improved Dreft is a milder Dreft, too. It's kinder than ever to your hands. It's thrifty, too. Each box lasts longer, washes one quarter more dishes. Try new improved Dreft yourself. If dishwashing's a headache, you'll love that new Dreft. And here's Dr. Jordan.
I was surprised when I received the urgent call from Mark Andrews to come to see his wife, Beth, who was desperately ill. I found that Beth was beyond help, but I did all I possibly could to aid her. And then Beth went into a coma. While we were standing watch, Mark and I began to discuss the possibility that Fran Hamilton, Beth's sister, had been sentenced unjustly to a term in a reformatory for the theft of a jeweled clip. Beth suddenly spoke up. She began a confession. She talked weakly and between gasps, but her words were perfectly understandable.
Fran was telling the truth. I wouldn't admit it except that I know I'm dying.
We won't admit yet that you're dying, Beth.
Oh, I can't let you die, darling.
But even so, if you can possibly tell your story, it will help you.
Oh, don't pull that on me. I've meant all along to tell the story sometime.
Oh, we shouldn't let her talk.
As a doctor, I agree with you. But as a woman, I disagree. Fran Hamilton needs her chance. Only a confession from Beth will give her that chance.
Is that a confession? I'm not strong enough to say any more. I'm through.
That'll be the plasma from the hospital. The plasma will give Beth strength enough to talk. Go to the door, Mark, and take the package from the man, will you?
Yes, Dr. Jordan.
You're giving me a blood transfusion.
Yes, I am.
It won't save my life.
Perhaps you're wrong. I hope you're wrong.
No, you don't. You hate me like poison.
I don't hate you, Beth. I'm honestly sorry for you.
Don't waste your sympathy on me, because I don't want any of it.
You'd better not talk. It's too hard for you.
Dr. Jordan. Beth, how are you, darling?
Swell, terrific.
I'll go to work, Mark. You'll have to help me. Do you think you can stand it?
I'll do anything if it'll help Beth.
I'll have to give her the plasma drop by drop. I'll have to siphon it off. I'll need alcohol and boiling water.
Yes, Dr. George.
I don't want any nasty old blood.
It will make you feel stronger, Beth.
So I'll be able to confess.
Hurry, Mark. Bring me some clean towels, too. I'll use this table. hated to tell the anxious young man that his wife only had one chance in a million to pull through. I hated to make it harder for him. I siphoned off the plasma drop by drop while Mark held the vessel. When it was all over, we wrapped Beth in many blankets because she was apt to have a chill.
Well, she looks more like herself, Dr. Jordan. Well, there's all the difference between night and day. Her eyes are bright and her cheeks are pink.
She does look lovely.
Dr. Jordan, I feel strong suddenly and ready to go on. Will I be this way for a long while?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On a great many things. But you're strong enough to tell the rest of the story, Beth, and clear up the whole ugly business. Will you do it?
I've changed my mind. I don't want to.
How can you be so devilish when you're on the brink of...
You almost said it. Eternity. Mark, don't stare at me with those great eyes of yours.
I was just looking at you with my heart and my eyes. I love you, Beth.
You'd have done better to stick by Fran. She'd have made you a better wife. I haven't been a wife to
no,
you.
No, we'll find happiness someday, Beth. I'm happy right now, just being able to take care of you.
You're a fool. I don't like fools. Fran's a fool. She shouldn't have let me get away with it.
Beth, lean back against the pillow and try to hold your breath.
I'm done, I know it. Right this minute, I can feel the new blood you've given me slipping away. Okay, I'll come clean while there's still time.
Talk slowly and distinctly. Mark, get a pencil and paper.
Why?
I want you to take down every word Beth says.
Oh, but why?
Because it's her confession. And it will have to stand in a court of law.
You're taking me very seriously all of a sudden.
I've always taken you very seriously, Beth. Go on.
Well, it was just the opposite of what Fran said. I went down at the noon hour to meet her. I bought the clip with bills I'd stolen from Fran's little bank where she kept the rent money. I bought it from a girl I didn't recognize.
The substitute.
Go on, Beth.
I walked away from the counter. I had to pass the precious jewelry counter to get to the door. A clerk was showing a clip to a lady. It was exactly like the one I just bought.
Only it was real?
Yes.
Are you writing this down, Mark?
Yes, I am. That high color's going out of Beth's face, Dr. Jordan. Should she talk so much?
In the final analysis, it will make very little difference, Mark. Go on, Beth. You've explained about the clip you bought. But how do you explain the fact that the clip you pawned was worth $5,000?
Oh, that's easy. I stood by the precious jewelry counter watching, and the customer caught a glimpse of the clip at the other end of the counter. And the clerk moved away, leaving the real clip all by itself on a little velvet pillow. I had a flash of genius.
Are you getting this, Mark?
Yes, every bit of it.
Go on, Beth.
I am going on. It was a cinch. While the clerk and the customer had their backs turned, I substituted the imitation clip for the real one and put the real one in my pocket.
Oh, good Lord.
Quite a story. It was a cinch.
It's so simple, it's appalling.
Fran never caught on, and she lied like a trooper.
Yes, like a trooper. What did you do when the clerk came back, Beth?
What did I do? I wasn't there when he came back.
I see.
I guess they didn't discover that the clip was missing until a week or so later.
Don't talk anymore, Beth. Rest now.
But I want to go on. I loved my clip.
Yes, yes.
I got a great kick out of wearing it because I knew that it was worth $5,000.
When did you decide to pawn the clip and buy a fur coat?
The day of that first snowstorm. It was seeing the snow that made me want a fur coat. I pawned the clip for the price of the coat. Things started to happen.
I can't understand it. Beth, why didn't you tell the truth? They'd have forgiven you if you'd told.
Oh, no, they wouldn't have forgiven me. Oh, no. I'd have gone to jail and I couldn't have stood it. It was far better for Fran to go. She was strong. She could stand it.
Oh, you're a little devil.
Yes, yes, I am.
I can't believe my ears.
You're so stupid, Mark. I've always hated you because you're so stupid.
You've always hated me?
You think I'd have married you if I'd have had any choice? All my life I've dreamed of lovely things happening to me. Jewels, mink coats, a wonderful husband who was a millionaire. Well, I had my jewel for 2 weeks. I had my fur coat for a day. I married you.
I feel as if I'm the one who's dying. All these things you've said, Beth.
Have they made you? hate me?
No. No, I love you.
They've made Dr. Jordan hate me more than ever.
No, Beth, I don't hate you. I've never hated you.
Oh, all at once, I'm very sleepy. I want to go to sleep.
But first you must sign this paper Mark's written out.
I don't want to.
You must. Have you a fountain pen, Mark?
Yes.
Put the paper in front of her. Beth, take the pen in your hand and sign your name.
I don't want to. I can't.
She's slipping away, Dr. Jordan. Don't make her do anything she doesn't want to.
But it's Fran's only chance.
So what?
Beth, if you sign this paper, your story will be printed in all the newspapers. The papers will say how clever you were. And they'll reproduce your picture. And everybody will say how beautiful you were. But if you don't sign your name, nobody will ever know you existed. Except just 4 or 5 people. Don't you want to be famous, Beth? Don't you want this whole city, this whole country to talk about you?
Give me the pen.
Good.
Where do I sign?
Right here.
You know, it's like the first time I ever signed my name. When I was a little kid. It's so hard to write.
Take the pen, Mark. Take it from her fingers before she blots the paper.
I looked so pretty in my mink coat.
Dr. Jordan. Dr. Jordan.
Yes, Mark. She's dead. But we have her signed confession. Fran is free. I only hope it isn't too late for her to enjoy her freedom.
Well, I was asleep and I woke up with such a start. Oh, is my baby dying? Mark, you're crying. Has anything happened to my baby?
Already America's favorite for dishes, and it's now better than ever. What is it?
Dreft?
Right. Wonderful Dreft has now been improved still more. It does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap ever could.
Dreft?
Right. The suds alone are amazing. New Dreft in the hardest water gives you more suds ounce for ounce than any product known. And they're hard-working suds that wash dishes cleaner than soap. So clean, they shine even without wiping. Cut grease so completely, even the dishwater never looks greasy, never feels greasy. You can't believe it till you try it.
Dreft?
Right. This new Dreft even has a new mildness. And it always was milder for colors, you know, than the most expensive soap flakes. Now it's really easy on your hands.
Dreft?
Right. It's amazingly sneeze-free, too. And every package now lasts longer. Washes 1/4 more dishes. Try it. If you like easy dishwashing, you'll love the new...
Dreft?
Right. Now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.